How are you? How are you? Welcome. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises here at exactly 22 minutes past 12. Yeah, hope your day is going well and hope you're well. Yeah, I hope you are more well than happy. Just well and then at peace and everything else just fits perfectly under that umbrella. Okay, so in the next few minutes, I'm off on a break. But before that, I've been thinking about this and I thought about what I could do for you. And I'm sure not necessarily everyone could benefit from this. I thought about business people, business owners, and I thought, well, maybe something I can do just for a period between now and, say, the week before Christmas. Yeah, the week before Christmas. If you're a business owner on social media, one, you have to be like a small business owner. The medium-sized and, you know, big boys, you have Nigeria Info, you place your commercials, all right? But you see those small guys? I want to repost you on my Instagram page, yeah? So I think I can post five businesses, I can repost five businesses every day. So what this would also mean is, say if you're a small business, I think I need your location so that Nigeria Info listeners who live within that locality can know, well, this is what you sell and this is what you're offering. So if you intend to give people discounts for the season, yeah. So you just tag me. I'll just repost on my page, all right? Other than that, I think that I really wish you a Merry Christmas. Has anybody wished you a Merry Christmas just yet in advance? Well, let me be the first to wish you compliments of the season. And this certainly would be to everyone, whether you're Christian, non-Christian, you believe in Christmas, you don't, you're... What else again? Any other cat? No, it's non-Christians and Christians. So whatever you fit in, yeah. I'm off on a break. When I come back, there's much more to talk about today. Remember, today's our Open Thought Tuesday. Yeah, and Open Thought Tuesday. I love our divorce series. Happens next, our first hour on the sunny side this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. All right, so you know where you're at. You don't? This is Nigeria Info. What did you think? Well, welcome. 99.3. Yes, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I was saying, if you're a small business owner, yeah, so I think that's our little giving to you this Christmas season. Small business owner, you know, those my SME people on Instagram, tag me to something you would like reposted. Okay, then I would repost it and tag it. So what I think is necessary is what you sell and then the cost of it, of course, your location. That's necessary so people in the neighborhood know where to go looking for something. If you're a bulk seller, trader, whatever, you sell rice beans, you sell gold, you sell whatever. Yes. No, if you sell gold, come to Nigerian Farm, please commercial. You're joking. Come on. But yeah, of course, small business owners. Yeah, I like to repost you just so that people, a few more people can get to see you. Yeah, know where you are and then, you know, call you up and make a purchase. All right. If you're giving discounts, put it there boldly so people know, okay, this Christmas, 2 for 5 naira. You know, that kind of thing. Instead of 1 10 naira. Oh, but gosh, if it was that cheap, hope is good. But make sure the quality is great, okay? So you get it. I like to repost it. So on Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. Yes, I would really love to do that. Okay, so into the show. Our first hour, our divorce series, of course. After that, we're going to discuss a social... I'm not going to say it's a misjudgment, but there might be an element of truth to it. All right, which is that society thinks, or at least some people in society think, that women have more advantage in society than men. So when that conversation begins, I'm going to have my assistant in the studio share with you, or at least I'm going to ask her a few questions to see what she's thinking, how she's thinking, and whether this particular notion has benefited her in any way. Yeah, the concept of women get easy access to things in society. For example, say a job. You know, like if a guy applied, they wouldn't take him. But if a woman applied and maybe she has a big backside, then she'll get it. Like, well, what about her brains? No, we don't need too many. We don't need too much of that. Just somebody with the body structure of the work of a good mason, a good stone carver. You know, she could be brain dead. We'll employ her. Okay, 32 minutes past 12. The sunny side. You know, Tuesday's Open Thought, and Open Thought, we try to capture social constructs and phenomena and human angles to issues and see your response and get your response and allow the populace an opportunity to both understand, learn, and see other perspectives of the argument and, I pray, make better judgment, make good decisions. And hopefully we learn and then we understand, and then out of all that we have learned and what we understand, we act like better people and society can be better for it. All right, so first things first, our divorce series every Tuesday afternoon begins. My question to you this afternoon, particularly if you're married, if you knew what you knew today, before you got married, would you be married? Don't say, because it sounds like now I'm making you think, yeah. I think quite a number of you choose to deny. I don't want to say you choose to deny it as much as you accept it and then you live with it. Yeah, so I think that's a better way to put it. Maybe you're not necessarily denying what's happening. It's that, well, here you are. And after all these years, you can't quite go back to being 30, to being 24. Now you have kids and you can't unbirth them. You know, you can't swallow them back in and erase the day that they were born. You can't turn back the hand of time. So you know it. And then you don't wallow in the misery of all the things you cannot change. Instead, you say, look, here we are. Let's just press on. Let's just finish. And you're like, well, we finish in glory or we finish in misery. Let it be said that we finished. You know, because what will society say? What will people say? Yeah, let it be that. So I get all of that. But I want to see whether in your quiet moments you've thought about, if I knew what I knew today, I would still be married. Or if I knew what I knew today, then I wouldn't have made this decision. Yeah? All right, so I want you to think about that for a moment and find the courage to speak. And I think you're going to want to be anonymous. And I would also entertain that. But I hope that you can try to be bold enough to speak your truth. It's your life. You're going to die one day. So how about speaking your experience? I think there's something about you feeling shame from something that you've been through, particularly something you couldn't help. And I think there's something wrong with that. And I don't want you to feel shame. Find the courage to speak. But if you still insist you want to be anonymous, absolutely no problem with that. Absolutely no problem with that. All right, I'll take you anyhow you come. Nigeria Info. By the way, I had a dream this morning. I saw my mom in the vision. She was trying to buy me a dress, but the dress was not my size, and it was a lovely dress. She asked me, she's like, oh, do you like this dress? I'm like, yeah. Then she looked at the dress, and she's like, it's not your size. Like typical sugar mommy behavior. I love that dress. I'm going to find any means possible to recreate it. When I recreate it, I'm going to show it to you. If you like it, you're paying me.
When
I sit back when I'm off work and I'm right looking through and I'm thinking about radio, sometimes I come through ideas that I want to discuss on radio. And sometime in no distant future, we're going to discuss dreams. Yeah. And I want to know whether you dream and what you see and how accurate or how much of your dreams influence your reality. Yeah, you know, I want to talk about dreams and the power of it, if for any reason it's powerful. But that's for a different time. I just thought I'd throw that in your hearing. My name is Joyce Lagos, Nigeria. Open Thought Tuesday on Nigeria Info. Welcome to radio.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Unyemowa, on Instagram. Welcome. Welcome to the show, my friend. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon,
Joy. Turn up the volume of your radio. So tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Good afternoon. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. I am suggesting that you reframe that question. I'm thinking that the way that question should have gone is that if you knew what you know so many years ago, would you have been married to the person you are married now? Would you have been married to the person, the very person, not married at all, or the very person, the very man you are married to, or the very woman you are married to?
Okay, so that was the implication.
Hello?
I'm with you. Are you done?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear me speak?
Go ahead.
So that was the implication of the statement, so I like that you understand it. So you can go ahead with your commentary.
I don't understand you.
So I'm saying that what you describe is what I meant. So you're saying, well, you would like me to simplify it in the manner which you have. And I agree with that. So would you be married to the person whom you are married to today? Accurate.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you have a statement in that regard?
I didn't get you.
I don't think I'm that complex. Yeah. So I'm saying that what you said is what I meant. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So do you have a submission? Not really.
No. I just want to chip that in so that the question could be well understood before people will start calling.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. All right. So, Nigeria Info. He's right. That was exactly the implication of my words. So let me rephrase it then. So accommodate those who might have, missed a part of it. Married to the person. You know what? What I said is really what I said, because I've met people who don't want to be married. Yes. And I think you're not necessarily comfortable with that. But it doesn't matter what you're comfortable with. Life comes at you and you're not necessarily comfortable with the reality. You don't even like the reality, but it has come. You survive or you die. You know, it's flight or fight. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to subsume one into the other. The first would be, if you know what you knew today, back then, would you be married at all? Good. One. Two. The other part is, would you be married to the person whom you're married to today? And that's to accommodate those who probably have thought about never being married at all, or to accommodate those who would have been married but not to the person whom they're married to. So recently, I have a senior colleague here. He's Lebanese, and he's an older guy who, he's such a daddy. And every time he sees me, he's like, "So Joyce, when are you getting married?" Then he'll look at my finger deliberately just to say, I'm waiting. So he just acts like my dad at the office. Like, he's that dad who's like, it won't be a bad thing if you bring, it wouldn't, at this point, I don't care where he's from. And that's, a man that I work with. And so last week, he asked me he's been asking me this question for probably more than 4 years. Last week, he asked me the same question. And another colleague was there who was also Lebanese. And that other colleague was like, "Marry? Why marry? You're free, girl. Live free. Why do you want somebody who's going to say, come here, go there?" You know how the Lebanese talk, like, why you want somebody to tell you to, you did not cook, he's hungry, he's away, you're free, don't marry, aren't you hard? And I, for a moment, I'm like, you know what? You have a total point. But you see, there is my destiny, which certainly would overshadow and prevail over what I think, what I don't think, social constructs and opinion. But for a moment, that if that's the matter. So basically, what the other guy was saying, the other guy was saying was, well, marry, but if it's going to be this, go and cook, go to the market, you didn't do this one, you didn't do that. Well, is that what you want to enter? Personally, I'm not entering that. Isn't God wonderful? I'm not married. Hallelujah. But you see, that's for me. Now, my friends, welcome to Nigeria Info. This is Radio. Let's talk. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Samson.
Welcome, Sam.
From Ikorodu.
Welcome, Sam. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the topic that you are just talking about, I'm married for the about 10 years now.
Lost you. Hopefully you make it back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemoa. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joyce, you're welcome back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
Thank you. This is Don Duque from Sabuyaba.
Thank you. Welcome.
In fact, had this been this, that man did not rephrase this, I would have gone the same way he rephrased it and you accepted it. In fact, that is immediately you say this topic, that's where my mind went to. You understand?
I
wouldn't have asked you to rephrase it, but I would have gone that way. Thank you. And then let me be sincere, 100% sincere to myself. If I had known what I have known now 20 years ago, I wouldn't have gotten married at all. Not because the person I'm married to is bad. No. But because I know that marriage itself, 98% of marriage depends on the financial capability.
Hold on a second.
When I had my first baby, I thought things were going to go that way. The rest of the something, things come sour. And the things became so hard that we had the second, the third, the fourth, even the fifth. And things become so hard that it is too hard.
Okay.
So I start regretting. I say, had it been like so, I wouldn't have even have anybody in the house.
Okay.
One or two children, two or three children from different mother. Let me be sincere to you. In fact, that is my candid sincerity to this very
topic. Can I ask you? So I want to say something. Is it okay if I say something?
All right.
Now, I don't know whether the position or the submission of the first caller has changed your position. I don't want something to change your position.
Okay.
So if it has changed your position, I want you to tell me what you would have told me when I gave you the first topic. I don't want your position to change.
Let me be sincere. I would have said the same thing I said now.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. Yeah. Great.
I would have said the same thing I said now.
Okay. Okay.
No change.
Oh, no change. Yeah. All right. Great then. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All right.
Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hey, welcome to the show. How are you? The volume of your radio is at. I mean it. Hello. Well, it's the least you can do for me. Turn up the volume of your radio set when you call in. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Hi, lady. Good afternoon to you. Happy to have you here. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Ma.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name, lady?
Good to know.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. Thank you. Go ahead.
See, Joyce, I assume I can go back to the health of fine. Marriage, I will not marry.
Why?
You know, your first topic before that man changes, you said...
No, the man hasn't changed it. No, please. He hasn't changed it. I'm asking a question. So I think you can choose where you fit. Some people don't want to be married at all. Others don't want to be married to whom they're married to, or they will remain with whom they are married to today. So choose a side.
I don't want to marry before at all. Let me tell you why I got married. I got married because my family thinks I cannot get married. Because I always tell them I don't want to marry. So they're like, you tell you guys, I mean, so one thing. And I said, let me prove this people wrong.
Oh.
I got married. And when I got married, I reminded them, I said, Sebi, you said I cannot get married.
Now I've married. I'm suffering now, but I'm married.
I am married. And I'm not gifted. I don't know if you get me. I'm not gifted. When I'm not gifted, I'm not gifted with oppression.
Oh. Okay.
I told them that if I get married, it's just like a bet. I think if I get married, it will not be up to 3 years, I will give birth. And that's what happened. And I proved them. When I proved them, and I don't want to get married again. And that's what happened. So now, why I'm saying is that When an aunt said I don't want to get married, they took like jokes for them. And I told them, pop and pray. I said, sure, I told people that I don't want to get married. Or even people said I cannot get married. Okay, now I've gotten married and I've gotten a child and I said I want to get married. I deserve the marriage. So what am I trying to say? And I didn't get married to the right person. I just did that because I proved to them.
You wanted to prove a point.
So now I got married now. I'm not still regretting that I got married and divorced. No. I'm happy because I did what I said I would do.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm the kind of person that even if you say requeme, I'm a requeme, I talk what I can do. So now, when I now do, I'm not saying again, getting married is another different thing, darling. You get married, what you cannot tolerate in your father's house, you tolerate it in your husband's house too.
And
you tolerate it. What you cannot tolerate in your own father's house, you tolerate it. That's number one. Number two, again, if you don't want to, like say you're not in the mood now to do something, because of your marriage, you must do it.
Eh?
I'm the kind of person I am. I like living free.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say, for example, that you don't want to have sex now, like this. The person you are married to say wants to have sex, can you say no? That is what they call submission.
Stop. No, wait. No, no, no.
No,
no,
no. Joyce. No, let me communicate.
You know what? You know what? I just want you to finish so we can hear other people. That sounds like slavery to me, but
no,
yeah.
That is what they call slavery. That is what they call marriage.
No, please, no.
Women are slavery now, but they don't think there is slavery. So, you hear talk.
Thank you. Let's move along. Thank you very much for calling. No, I mean, you... Welcome to the show. Well, glad to have you here. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for compliance.
I'll put it off.
Welcome, what's your name?
My name is... Let me not say.
Oh, you want to be anonymous, huh?
Yes, I want to be.
Go ahead.
If I had the opportunity, my best definition of marriage would have been marriage should have break time.
Break time? That's like it. Lunch time?
Yes, like you get married, at a point there will always be crisis. When there are crises, you people should go on holiday.
Can I go with a boyfriend when I go on a holiday? Or do I just go alone?
Yes, go alone.
No boyfriend, no admirer. Oh, okay.
Go and relax.
Okay.
Ask yourself what I've done wrong. Ask yourself... What is that thing that
That's
is not making
idea.
It work?
Yeah.
If there is reason to come back again, you should. If there is no reason to come back again, in fact, there are persons that are best in friendship than marriage.
So that, all of this thing, tell us about your experience, because I think we would like to
my
know
own
to
experience,
learn. Yeah.
What I envisaged getting before getting married was not what I got in the marriage.
So if you had known what you knew today. Would you?
If I had known what I knew today, I wouldn't marry at all. At all.
Are you sure at all or to the person whom you're married to?
I will have relationship. In fact, if there's anything called contract relationship, a situation where I can agree to date somebody for a particular time and at the expiration of that time, we go separately.
Like driver's license, huh? After
exactly.
You renew.
Exactly. That we can renew it. If there's the reason for renewal, we renew. If there's no reason, everybody goes separate ways.
Oh, boy.
And I will surely have children. But marriage that is permanent, I will not want to have one. I will not want to have one.
I mean, you said
and
it
I
twice.
And I keep telling my wife till today, even my family, every person, that if I have a reason to go out of this marriage, I will not marry again till I will die. But I will have relationship and I will have children.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes.
Very much for calling. I do appreciate. Don't you love it when you allow them speak freely? The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce, your Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello, lady. The volume of your radio set. There's a feedback coming
can
back
you hear
my
me?
Way. Yes, you. Welcome.
Okay.
That's good.
Happily married.
Congratulations. Would you tell us your name or would you rather be known?
Yes, call me Katharina.
Katharina, look, if you're happily married, the only thing we want to hear is your name and then the name of the guy. He needs to feel that if you could do this again, he's the one.
Yes.
I mean, come on, tell us his name. Yeah.
Again and again with him.
Oh.
I'm so blessed to have picked him.
Oh.
And I am happy he picked me. And yes, it's not a perfect marriage, but I believe if you make up your mind that there is no exit door and you put in everything that you have to make it work and you depend on the Almighty God who orchestrated marriage, it will work. But if you always tell yourself, if I go in, if it does not work, I move. Eventually, you will move. If you see an exit door, you will use it. So we both decided there is no exit door. We're going to make it beautiful. We're going to make it successful. And by the grace of God, that has been the case. So I would marry my husband over and over again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think your marriage is perfect. I don't know what you mean when you say it's imperfect. Because you see, if you will do it again and again and again, I don't think you should use your free will to repeat imperfection. I mean, that's a reason you have choice. So if you would do it again and again and again, I think you're nearly almost at that perfection. In fact, I think it's perfect if you'll do it again.
For the glory of God.
Oh, yeah, and thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Bless you. Look, love stories. I was once a girl, and I wanted love more than I wanted money. Do I still feel the same way? Honestly, honest to God, yes. I want love more than I want money. Maybe one day I'll tell you why. But also, no, it's not about me. It's about you. Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon to you, lady. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Paul. Calling you from Lekki.
Paul, you sound flat. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, go ahead.
Stress of work today.
Okay, so
yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, real quick.
Okay, like your topic is somehow related to what happened in my life. I think 4 years back.
Oh, Paul, I have to, pardon me, Paul. I have to be off on a break in about 30 seconds. Can you wait on the telephone so that I don't interrupt your flow when you start? Or you can hang up and call back. How about that for a deal?
Yeah, I'll call back.
Do that, my friend. Thank you. We are off on a break. This is Nigeria Info. If you have just tuned in, welcome. This is our divorce series, and I'm trying to find out if you knew what you knew today, then, yeah, when you got married, then, would you be married at all? Or would you be married to the person whom you're married to today? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Nigeria Info. Okay, so welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sunny side, my name's Joyce. And we have, and I think it's necessary there, I give you this update to come. About 2:15, there'll be a guest in the studio, and that conversation will go from 2:15 to 2:30. And by 2:30, there is a recording from 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And that explanation tells you that I only have about, say, 12 minutes between now and when the guest is in the studio. We're Nigeria Info. It means that our topic about women in society having the edge over men would have to happen next week. All right, so think about it. And if you as a woman have benefited from your sexuality in society, God bless you as you tell me how it happened. But I think maybe there is something there to be learned. Thanks to every caller who has called in today. I'm grateful that you called in. One, to share your story. I think there's something to be learned. I think there's something to be learned either as a listener or, say, an observer of reality. I'm going to go to the telephone lines in a minute, but I think it's necessary to say that sometimes when something happens to us, we have to choose. So sometimes we choose to become what has happened to us. And other times we choose to act against that which has happened to us. And both decisions are costly. And I would even say difficult. but you make one regardless. So you make it, you make a deliberate decision, or you make a perfunctory decision. Sometimes you know that you're making decisions. Sometimes you are acting. Sometimes you're responding as a consequence of what has happened to you. I say that to say that it's necessary that we are choosy about our decisions, that we are choosy about our, that we're deliberate about our reaction. For example, it's like, I want to reference one, and this is just to highlight something. The man who said he loved with everything that he was, committed to someone, and he loved the person, and he gave it everything. I want to say that you did not make a bad decision. In fact, nothing of the decision that you made, at least from the one that you shared with us, was wrong. It just happens that life did not respond to that. The one whom you were married to did not respond to that. Full stop. Yeah? Now, point two is, it appears as though what comes easy would be to choose against what you were, which we can establish was not wrong. I'm trying to highlight a logic here. So the point one is, you did everything right in hopes to get what was good, and the good did not come, full stop, point one. Two, you are at least you're considering to be wrong, and that point two includes you even praying for your son to not love a woman. So you're choosing a contrary position. So if your position was good, and then you're choosing at point two to be contrary to good, it says you're choosing to be bad. So yeah, you know, not necessarily one of a social ill or social vice, but even something that you can say, it's not even good for your soul. You look at your friends who are psychopaths or half psychopaths, and you say, well, he's half psychopatic, so he's not doing badly. I mean, you. I like the way you say, I see them. I see the way they take advantage of women. Or, I mean, you said something that your friends, you know, kind of use the hypergamy ladder in society. So they find women with a higher social class and then use them to climb up. And they're doing good. So the problem is that you define that as good. And I think you know what good is. Good was what you did, but you just didn't benefit from that. And the reason I'm highlighting this is because you think about your actions and you know that what you did is good. And even though life did not quite reward you, I think it would be a wicked decision for you to choose to be anything other than good because you didn't get rewarded now. It doesn't mean you will not get rewarded later. It just says for now you've lost, or at least it looks like you have lost. But good always, I mean, there's a reason why one part is good and the other part is bad of anything that we experience in life. Is for now, let's call you a loser in the storyline. But then the story always develops. This is not the end of your life. Life happens. You know, things happen. And, you know, one time you were 4 and then you became 14 and, you know, like that, 24, 34. You're 44 today, maybe. And then tomorrow you're going to be 50. Like, life happens. There is a you at every different stage of your life. So you cannot make a life decision from the experience of one stage of your life. I mean, think about you making a decision like your son should never love a woman. So first of all, let's say you have thought about that situation. The implication of that is also that if your son cannot love a woman, you're practically also saying, because I don't think that your son would really, really love anything without totally opening himself up to that thing. So if your son cannot love a woman, can he really love? Or are you saying that you want your son to exist without love? I watched a movie. The lead character was Johnny Depp. I can't remember that other lady's movie. The supporting character, I cannot quite remember her name. The movie, it's a mystical movie, you know, has an element of magic and mystery to it. And towards the end of the movie, Johnny Depp said to the supporting character, who was a woman, a witch, who said she loved him. Yeah, you have to Google it. Johnny Depp said to the witch, a witch loved Johnny Depp, but it wasn't good love. It was bad love. And of course, the scene plays out how it was later revealed that her love was not a good one. And Johnny Depp, who was also a wizard, had, quote unquote, the good kind of love. Yeah? So this is what Johnny Depp said to her at the end of the movie. It is a curse to not be able to love. The book I shared with you, I shared a book with you last week, The Book of the Law by Aleister Crowley, the cult book I shared with you. There's a particular line in the book that says, only love can bind two divisive things, and all else is a curse. So the occult book I read said it, in case you don't take the movie seriously, at least it's written in a cult book that love, and besides love, everything else is a curse. So if you are wishing that your son is not able to love, then maybe I can say to you, there's a movie where Johnny Depp says to someone who was incapable of love that it is a curse to not be able to love. So you cannot say, because your friends appear to be doing good, then you accept you know that your friends are acting crazy and they look like they're getting away with it because there's no immediate repercussions for what they're doing. You know it. Then you cannot desire it because you know it looks like good, but you know it's not good. Then you cannot desire it. You cannot say, well, I want it because maybe if I was as sick as they were, I'll get it. I'll get what I wanted. But for how long? And is that the kind of thing you want? If you have the grace to love, you're of all humans most prized. If you do not have the ability to love, I know you don't want to hear it from me, but history books say that he who is unable to love is cursed. Don't take my word for it. I can show you in print. Don't get mad. It's not me. So would you wish your son unable to love? If, for example, it means that he is cursed. I think life would take from us things, and some more than we're willing to give, but there is a price for everything, and there's a reward for everything. And I'm not telling you what to choose. I'm asking you to choose wisely. I should be a guru, some Chinese heel. All right, 99.3 Niger, just think about it. And I know it hurts, but maybe the hurt is not as much as the consequence of a totally wrong decision like the ones your friends are making. Yeah, maybe the loss of what you think you didn't have is not as bad as the consequence that your friends will face for their actions. All right. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Think about it. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, lady. We're happy to have you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Joyce.
Yeah.
You know one thing? Like in my marriage, I don't have problem with my husband. We are living very happily.
Yeah.
More than happy.
Oh, great.
Yes, we are from different tribes. We are living together as husband and wife. And we married 9.9 years. I have 5 children.
Oh,
lovely children.
Oh, that's great.
Supporting the husband. Hey, Joy, do you know the problem I'm having in my marriage?
What problem?
Do you know what I'm facing in my marriage?
No.
It's my husband's family.
Oh.
No peace, no rest. They wanted to even kill the man. In name of property, because he is the first son.
Really?
I want to kill my husband so that they can lie on my head that I'm the one that killed him. The due to my hand is clean.
Oh.
God is not.
Oh.
They have been fighting every. They have been looking for one way to eliminate my husband.
Really?
And God did not allow them.
Wow.
He's the breadwinner in their family. They don't allow him to rest. They don't allow him to have peace. He's doing all possible things to make each one of them to be happy. But no way. The worst part of all, we don't even know that the mother is a witch.
Okay, verse 2.
He's doing all possible things to make sure that he separates me and my husband.
Oh.
But he didn't have his way.
Oh, wow.
At times I ask myself, I say, I have 3 daughters. I ask myself, I say, is it this kind of situation my kid is going to enter.
Wow.
Your marriage don't have problem with your husband, but husband family will not become, and that is a terrible problem.
Yeah.
In every way, nothing you do that they like.
Yeah.
Because of peace to reign, I forced to go and live in my husband's village for me to learn their language and to go to it. I learned the language. See, for me and my mother-in-law to be talking so that we can understand each other. See, he did not like me.
Wow.
And I see the handwriting on the wall. The first time my husband took me to their place, the mother said, no, but I'm not hearing their language. I asked my husband, I said, what happened? He said, no problem. That the mother cannot choose for him. I said, okay. That, please, I don't want a problem in my life. I believed. He said, no. I should forget about his mother. That will be put this right, my dear. I've been battling this problem for 29 years.
Wow.
My husband's mother is late now. But see, the brothers, the sister, they don't allow me to rest. That I refuse to allow my husband to share his property to them. My husband was not saying that, how can he share his property? I think he has his own children. He brought all of you to Lagos. Go and hustle for yourself. The one he trained, he trained. The one that learned work, he learned work. He settled some, but you see, they are not satisfied.
Wow.
As I'm talking to you every day, I'm crying in my marriage, which I can't even tell my family. And I don't want to leave my children, because the husband is not my problem. It's the family that is my problem.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Well, thank you very much for calling. And that was a very moving tale to hear of someone who's surviving misery and has been for the last 29 years. So it's not even the husband now, it's the family. Of course, we're going to have to now speak of families, particularly either husbands or wives who have survived aggression, malice, hatred from family members. And if they survived it, what they did, I think people can learn from that. It's outrightly insane to... But you see, that's evil, is that you cannot quite rationalize evil. There is hardly any comprehension enough to be able to thoroughly articulate the construct, you know, the layered construct of evil. So evil is just really what it is. It's lawlessness. It's every kind of outlawish form of sensibility that goes to attack anything that's good, that's right, that's straight, in the light. Ooh. Wow. And it's kind of difficult because at the same time, you don't even know how to help the person. I mean, they want help. They're fighting. But it just looks like a war that would never end. I don't know. And I really think we need to talk about this, because now we have to find out whether, at what point do you cut off your family? Like, cut them off. Look, if there was a nerve between you and them, you sever it. You cut off whatever link, you cut them. Because it looks as though some of the stories that I've heard, the only way to manage that situation is to cut them off. Simply. Our guest's not here? All right. Like, you have to cut them off, because the more you try to manage it, the more it looks like, well, the more you try, the harder it gets. And you can hear her tell her story and just be moved to tears. The horror, the sheer horror of living it. You've lived it 29 years. I have no reference to that. Thank you very much for calling. We're really going to talk about this. We would. All right. In the absence of my guests, I think my guests are probably going to run late. So I'm going to occupy the time having this conversation. Nigeria Info. You on the sunny side? Hopefully they get here soon. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? The volume of your radio set. Sorry, I lost you. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Nkechi.
Welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes. Please, My own point of view is I'm married, but for 2 years.
Nice.
So I don't have anything to talk about my marriage. But I want to advise all the married women to always pray that marriages go through spiritual attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most important thing. The family of 13 you are seeing, there is a foundation that is holding each family. And that thing is existing. So you as a wife, coming into that family, you are going to battle with those forces that surround that family, that remove even the mother and the father. So I am saying that every couple should learn to pray.
Oh, well, I thought that was that's actually a better one than saying that the wives should pray. It's actually the men who should pray because they're the heads, at least by their claim. Yeah.
The both need the prayer. This time around, I have come to realize that most families don't pray. They don't pray. In the morning, they wake up and dress and go to work. When they come at night, they are weak. They go to the bed. They are not praying. Little thing, they fight. Little thing, separation. They need prayer. Families need prayer. Joyce, have a nice day.
Well, thank you very much for wishing me and Lagos a nice day. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you. The sunny side. Well, I think that's a good way to live it, and I hope I've left you with a thought or two. And I hope from the stories you have heard, I think there's and there usually is, the initial temptation to jump into a conclusion that appears to be an outlet or a reaction to an action. But I'm asking you to extend thought. I'm asking you to extend human consciousness. I'm asking you to extend awareness to that action before you embark on it, you know? And if you believe in prayers, then you must pray. If you believe in what else is there, there's nothing else, you know? If you believe in prayers, then you must pray, huh? And then when life throws you a punch, you punch back. Yeah. You don't accept the punch, fall down, and then allow yourself be victimized and say, well, since I can beat them, let me join them. If you thought you lost before that second decision, yeah, that's when you have really lost. Because life is really just is what it is. It's a challenge. You're back and forth with the reality of life. And I'm hoping you put up enough fight to be said to have lived and fought a good fight. My name's Joyce, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Off on a break. My guest is supposed to be here. Maybe Lagos traffic. But nonetheless, we're Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere.